Hello, but first, a letter from a listener in Switzerland. S.M. Divakar asks, what is herpes? How do we get it? And how can you treat it? So, I put these questions to our expert, Dr. David Delvin.
There's a lot of confusion, really, throughout the world about this word herpes, because actually it means several different things. First of all, the word actually means creeping. It's an old Greek word, actually. So in the early days, doctors applied it to all sorts of viruses which cause different conditions. One of them is herpes zoster, which is the condition more familiarly known as shingles.
That's very painful.
Very painful indeed. But I don't think it's herpes zoster that our listener is inquiring about. I think that the listener means by herpes what most people mean by herpes, which is the virus which causes two things, an affliction of the lips or else an affliction of the genitals.
Right, we get cold sores on the lips and these are very painful, but are they dangerous?
No, they're not. Cold sores are those little blisters. We call, in most British Commonwealth countries, they're known as cold sores, but in other parts of the world, they're known as fever blisters.
And how do you catch fever blisters or genital herpes?
Those ones on the lips are actually caught generally by being kissed by somebody, but not in a sort of big passionate embrace. Usually they are actually caught during childhood when some unfortunate infant is actually kissed by an adult who's got this virus, this herpes virus, and then the virus goes into the child and stays dormant in the child for many, many years, and then comes out on the lip from time to time for years to come. So it's a thing that you usually acquire in childhood.
And it may not do us very much harm.
Exactly. But it is very closely related to the other herpes virus, which is herpes genitalis, in other words, the one which affects the sex organs. Now, the one which affects the sex organs is the one which really worries people. There are literally hundreds of thousands of cases throughout the world. What this one does is to produce blisters and pain and itching on the sex organs. Now, this is usually transmitted by ordinary sexual intercourse with a person who is carrying that particular virus. But I ought to give a word of warning here, Peter, because you can also catch genital herpes by having oral sex with a person who is carrying the mouth variety of herpes, the one that causes the cold sores or fever blisters. So anybody who's listening who gets cold sores, fever blisters on the lips, really they should think very, very hard about giving their partner oral sex, because they could give them the genital variety.
And genital herpes, like fever blisters, can wax and wane. It can come and go.
Absolutely. In just the same way as the other one, it lies dormant in your body for years and years and then comes out again. This is a very distressing thing about it. You know, a few years ago, people used to say herpes is forever, just like diamonds are forever. It's not actually quite true, because thank heavens, very often the herpes virus will actually go away over a period of years. But you're right, it does tend to sort of come out, flare up, give you a very difficult time for some days and then die down again.
But there are now some antiviral medicines that you can take, aren't there?
There are very good treatments available now. There are a number of antiviral treatments, but particularly one called acyclovir. And these drugs are available in virtually all parts of the globe. And anybody who knows that he or she is prone to herpes, the moment they feel an attack coming on, very often you get a warning of a sort of tingling feeling at the site where you're going to get it, should see a doctor and get started on the treatment as fast as possible.
And you can get ointments that you can put on.
You can. The ointments are of less help, really. It is better to get the treatment from a doctor. It's also terribly important, of course, if you are prone to this condition, to practice safe sex and try and make sure that you don't pass it on to other people.